afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 11/20/2018, just 2 days away from Thanksgiving, and I hope you have a very good holiday with your family or wherever you hope to enjoy it. I think I'm looking forward. My wife is a very good cook, and the green bean casserole I am so looking forward to. So, ladies and gentlemen, have a great Thanksgiving. Fantastic broadcast, as always. Catherine gets us fantastic guests. Later in the show, we're having Mr. Oxygen himself, Ed McCabe, is going to be on. But right now, in fact, waiting on the phone, ready to be introduced, is a unique voice. I love unique voice, unique perspectives, people in the movement. What movement do I mean? Patriotic movement, the truth movement, America movement, honesty, the dignity of mankind. Robert David Steele is going to be here. I don't know if you knew that. He was actually nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. I think he's maybe the only spy I've ever heard of get nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. He is, of course, a pundit on throughout the internet. He is well known for what he does. He has many organizations trying to rail in, trying to direct this ship that we call the Trump movement, whatever you want to call it. Very happy to have him. We'll expand as we continue with the interview. Robert David Steele, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you. I'm very glad to reach you and your audience.
We were talking earlier today, and it was pretty profound, the idea, the concept that most institutions in America, the major ones, they've either been taken over or they're steered or they're working against us. And I think that nothing is more apparent in that than this election cycle. And I am very concerned about election fraud. I don't hear anybody very much in corporate media really talking about it. Let's start there with the midterm elections we just happened, your initial reaction to midterms and also the election fraud that you have seen.
Well, I'm a strong supporter of Donald Trump. I wrote the first article on how he could win, and I've written the Trump Revolution series with 30 different contributions that are both free online and at Amazon. So my credentials as a Trump supporter are beyond question. Having said that, let me say I was very, very disappointed because he made this last election about him rather than about expanding his movement. Cynthia McKinney and I made a number of suggestions that we tried to channel to the president through Roger Stone and others, also including the White House correspondence feature, which doesn't actually seem to work. We recommended that he introduce the Electoral Reform Act as a way to give the independents and the hashtag walkaway Democrats a place to call home. We wanted him to give the libertarians hope for the future. We wanted him to pardon the Black Panthers, who are political prisoners. We wanted him to pardon the Native American leaders such as Leonard Peltier. And, of course, we wanted him to absolutely commit to nationalizing the Federal Reserve, legalizing marijuana, and pulling out of NATO. He didn't do any of those things. He didn't tell us who was responsible for 9/11, which he promised to do. He didn't challenge any of the false flag events. Now he's out in California. And I don't know if he doesn't know this, but the California fires were caused by directed energy weapons. This was absolutely an attack by man. So I'm very disappointed in our president for not expanding the movement. Now, having said that, I want to support his running for re-election in 2020, but I don't believe he will be effective as a president unless he gets an honest Congress. And the way you get an honest Congress is by destroying the two-party tyranny and putting the American public back into public government. Let me stop there for a follow-up from you.
Well, election reform, I mean, several questions I can go to. What does election reform look like? Because I'm seeing these results. We've had tier one scientists, mathematicians like James McKinney on, basically said there is no way on God's green earth that Hillary Clinton got even close to the vote she got. He initially looking at the election, there is no way that these Senate candidates, these Democrats, are getting the results that they're telling. There is no way. What does election reform look like? Quickly.
All right. Well, let me start by saying that the electronic voting machines were designed for fraud. The winner is determined before the first vote is cast. They're also eminently hackable. absolutely number one on election reform is paper ballots counted publicly on site combined with exit polls. You know, Donald Trump said the system is rigged, and that's when the whole concept of hashtag unrigged came to me. There are 12 separate different things that have to be addressed in order to get an honest Congress that makes evidence-based decisions in the public interest, and I'll run through them very quickly. Number one, universal registration plus you end tourist and illegal alien birthright. There are anywhere from 200,000 to 2 million Chinese people that are U.S. citizens because they were sent over, their mothers were sent over to deliver on United States soil, and then they've gone back to China to be indoctrinated. Imagine 2 million Chinese showing up to vote in 2024, all of them under instruction from China. It's not the Mexicans that are the problem in terms of alien birthright. It's the Chinese. That's number one. Number two, free and equal ballot access. Right now, the two-party tyranny blocks Greens, Libertarians, Constitution, and Independents. Number three, tightly drawn districts. I did not know this until several months ago, but our congressional districts count illegal aliens and foreigners when they're allocated. If you counted only legitimate U.S. voters, California would lose four seats in the House of Representatives. Number four is free and equal public funding. And, of course, corporations are not citizens. They don't have personality. That is a misinterpretation of the original finding of the Supreme Court. Number five is free and equal media access. And that's hard because not only Fox and CNN, but the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, the New York Times, and of course what I call hashtag Google Gestapo, Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, they're all corrupt. They're all manipulated. So that's a real problem. Number six is inclusive debates, and this is my own idea. Cabinets must be announced in advance, and a balanced budget must be published in advance of Election Day. And there should be debates among the cabinet members, and there should be debates on the balanced budget. Number seven is open primaries, or the U.S. taxpayer does not pay for closed primaries. There is no reason why the U.S. taxpayer should pay for a private primary by a political party. Number eight is Election Day is a holiday with free public transport. Number nine is paper ballots. Number 10 is instant runoff, such as they tried in Maine recently. That means that you choose first, second, and third choices, and then on paper ballots counted publicly on site, you eventually end up with someone who is the best candidate for the majority of people rather than a fractional candidate who is using the electronic voting machines to win without actually being chosen. Number 11 is legislative integrity, which is to say all legislation has to be published in advance, no secret legislation, and constituents can give their members instruction to include line item objections. And last but not least, we have to put democracy back in the workplace. We have to nationalize the central banks, end bribery and blackmail of members, and end all opposition to unionization. America should be a union country.
If you'd like to follow Robert, RobertDavidSteele.com, S-T-E-E-L-E.com is one website. 5betaiota.net is where you can get his blog, free posts, and his most current information. 5betaiota, I-O-T-A. So you can follow him there. I think most people would agree that's with what your points, at least generally with your points that you said, I think I agree. Let me go back to what you said about Donald Trump. And it's kind of the same question with these points. Why has nothing been done? Why do you think so many things he promised? I mean, even Kennedy with the vaccinations, looking into mercury, looking into some of the autism links, all those things has been totally ignored. And, in fact, walk backwards. Why is it that so many things have not been done?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I have to really stress, first off, that the election reform proposals that we've put forward are supposed to be the beginning of the conversation with the country. They're not a take-it-or-leave-it thing. I believe that Donald Trump has succeeded vastly more than people realize because he has not only succeeded in the face of massive opposition from the federal bureaucracy and the entrenched representatives of not only Obama and the Clintons, but the Bush criminal family. George H.W. Bush is the man behind 9/11. He's the one who made it happen beginning in 1990 when Larry Silverstein and others came to him and Dick Cheney and said, we've got to take down the Twin Towers. How about we turn it into a terrorist act instead of commercial insurance fraud? So Trump has succeeded in the face of massive opposition from the deep state. All prior presidents, including Reagan and Carter, had the deep state support because they were more or less fronts for the deep state. Trump has also not had any media coverage whatsoever of his successes. The only newspaper I've seen that has properly covered the president's successes is the Washington Examiner. And he has a stunning list of successes, but they're not being talked about. But where Trump has failed personally, I think, is in two respects. Number one, he has not sought to expand the number of eligible voters that understand his value beyond his narrow Republican base. He's done nothing to reach out to the libertarians particularly and the independents and the Constitution Party and others. And number two, he has a shit staff. His staff sucks. They're not capable of getting the Trump message out. Even if you understand that all of the newspapers and TV stations are against the president, there are lots of things you could do with billboards, with moving buses, with advertising or information messages on them, with direct mail, with direct email. His communication staff is not communicating. And so I see Donald Trump as a bloodied warrior who's fighting all by himself.
I have thought about fireside chats. You know, if he's surrounded by these basically incompetent situations or deep state operatives, why don't go straight to the people, do fireside chats again? We got about 30 seconds before the first break. You mentioned a couple words. Deborah DeVaris has been on several times talking about Agenda 2030 now, Agenda 21, now Agenda 2030 in California, and how these fires are virtually a map of the plan to depopulate certain areas of California. You mentioned directed energy weapons, and my ears perked up. Just quickly, let's divert to that, maybe on the other side. But just, do you have evidence of that, or is this kind of looking at the evidence or looking at the map that's making you believe that?
Well, I'm a collector of posts by others, and I am absolutely convinced to include the videos of the directed energy blue rays coming down. I mean, there's video of this stuff. So I'm absolutely convinced it's true.
Okay, hold that thought. That's big. It's really big. RobertDavidSteele.com is the website. Welcome back. We're talking to the founder of Open Source Solutions Conference, Robert David Steele. RobertDavidSteele.com and 5betaiota.net is his blog. You come from the intelligence community, CIA, what have you. Tell us a little bit about that experience, and you've written several books about reform, intelligent reform. We've heard about deep state. I mean, you kind of let us in, pull the curtain back. What does deep state mean? What do we need to reform?
Well, the deep state is the Rothschilds, the Vatican, and the Chabad Zionists. They are the kind of the 12 families that run everything. Three families run another nine. They use the central banks, which are not government banks, as private money lenders, if you will. And they use secret societies, including the top ranks of the Freemasons, Opus Dei, the Knights of Malta, and so forth, to basically manipulate everything to their advantage. In essence, the 1% are looting the 99%. The deep state uses a shadow government, which is a lot of it is in the secret world, but a lot of it is also in Congress and in the different cabinet agencies. The secret world, General Tony Zinni is on record as saying that it provides at best 4% of what people need to know. In fact, the secret world uses secrecy to avoid accountability rather than to protect sources and methods. William Binney's a friend of mine, a colleague, and we've agreed that up to 70% of the secret world could be shut down tomorrow and we would be better off for it. That would include shutting down NSA's mass surveillance of every American citizen's emails and cell phone calls. We need an open source agency. The secret intelligence world actually refuses to deal with the 95% of the information that is totally free, not in English and not online. They just don't want to be bothered. This would matter except that the U.S. government is pay to play, as the president has said. Nobody in Congress cares about evidence-based decision-making. So we have, on the one hand, a secret intelligence community that's totally corrupt. On the other hand, a Congress that's totally corrupt. The only loser here is the American citizen.
Well, you're painting a pretty dark picture, and I think a lot of people are starting to get that message. They feel overwhelmed. They're not sure what they can do. What people who are listening to this, it's a very stark situation. What can they do? What is most important about what you just said?
Well, I'd say continue to support President Trump, but inundate him with any kind of communication you can. Unfortunately, we've seen that the White House petition website is actually compromised. We had one petition on election reform, and we were watching 50 votes a second disappear. I mean, they literally were manipulating the voting so that election reform would not rise to the top. And this was under the Trump administration. The White House comment line seems to be compromised. It's not possible to actually communicate with the President of the United States unless you've got 100,000 people all writing in saying the same thing. So if I could get 100,000 people to write to President Trump, I would say, Mr. President, would you please talk to Robert David Steele about election reform and an open source agency? Those are the two things that will help make Donald Trump the greatest president ever.
We have seen censorship on an unparalleled scale from corporate entities like YouTube, Facebook, what have you. You mentioned Chinese citizens coming over here basically as operatives to have children, then go back to China, get indoctrinated, then come back here and influence our country. We've seen Facebook integrate with China in so many ways, Dragon Technology, Google. Talk about, this is a short segment, we only have about a minute and a half, but we'll continue on the other side. Talk about Google in China, the social credit score, the censorship.
Well, let me start with something you might not want to hear. The greatest threat to the United States of America is not China or Russia. It is Zionist Israel. It's Zionist Israel that is controlling Facebook and Google and Meetup, the Anti-Defamation League, which is the Zionist secret police. They canceled our $77,000 hashtag unrig Meetup at the same time that the ADL is co-conspiring with Meetup leadership to waive fees for hashtag resist. 1,087 hashtag resist movements had their fees either waived or paid by the Anti-Defamation League. Hashtag Google Gestapo is controlled by Zionist Israel, and it is killing conservative voices because it's conservative voices that are saying America first, not Israel first. China is the secondary threat. We can talk about that on the other side if you wish.
Yes, very. I think very important. We've had a lot of guests talk about Israel. It's an important issue. Well, the music's about to start, but is Israel then controlling China and their social credit score? I mean, are they linking up? Are they merging at some
Israel,
level?
Okay, we'll Israel, talk about places, this. Israel places its censorship and digital assassination services in the service of all nations, especially dictators.
Okay, here we go. RobertDavidSteele.com, PhiBetaIota.net is the website. We are ThePowerHour.com. So good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Getting back to Robert, this is a very interesting question, this whole dynamic of Google, which, you know, was funded by DARPA largely. Now the Israel connection, where does Israel fit into this? Is Israel in DARPA and directing Google, Facebook, and then China now with the social credit score? Explain that whole dynamic a little bit, Robert.
Well, it's helpful to look at a book that I've reviewed, Robert Maxwell, Israel Super Spy. Israel became aware in the 1980s that the secret to its being able to manipulate the U.S. economy, U.S. education and entertainment, and the U.S. government lay with software. And in the 1980s, Robert Maxwell, as an Israel super spy, promulgated a software program called Promise, that was outrageously successful, and it basically gave Tel Aviv a backdoor into every major U.S. government computer, including the National Security Agency. They then grew greatly more sophisticated. They've been working at this for years. And when the Department of Homeland Security was created as a result of the Zionist planned and executed 9/11 attack, which would not have happened if George W. H.W. Bush and Dick Cheney had not said, we're going to do this. Okay, so they, American traitors, made Zionist attacks possible. They used Chertoff, who I believe is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen, to essentially put Israeli software companies into the back of every single law enforcement computer and communication system across the United States of America. I cannot overstate my respect for the Zionist intelligence services, but I also cannot overstate my outrage that the U.S. government does not have a counterintelligence capability worthy of the name, and they are allowing the Zionists to be a parasite within the U.S. government, the U.S. economy, the U.S. entertainment industry, and U.S. education. Now, having said that, I would say that China and Russia and Iran and many others need to be regarded as friendly enemies, if you will. There are lots of good reasons for us to collaborate with them. There are also lots of good reasons for us to stop being stupid. For example, a lot of what we buy from China is crap. It's polluting crap. It's got plastics and cheap stuff, and it makes no sense. We need to get back to building things in America. We need to get back to having American communities that are completely self-sufficient, not only in agriculture, but in industry. And I am very concerned because Donald Trump does not have a grand strategy. He doesn't have anyone working for him who knows what a grand strategy is. And I very deliberately include John Bolton, who may well be a dual citizen and is most certainly a subordinate of any Zionist directive that Netanyahu cares to send his way. So our president has enormous potential, but he is also surrounded by people that are ready to betray the United States of America in favor of Zionist Israel every single day.
Whose fault is that?
That's a really good question, and I've agonized over this. I actually wrote a long essay. As soon as I understood that Dick Cheney was the primary person in 2001 who had enabled 9/11 to happen, my essay came down to, it is we, the American people, who are at fault. It is we, the American people, who have allowed our government, our economy, our society, our universities to be taken away from us. It is we, the American people, who have sat idly by while external and internal forces have basically destroyed the United States of America. We have bad food, bad air, bad water, bad dirt, because we have allowed corporations who are part of the deep state structure to poison America. America is being used as a, I don't even know, the words escape me. America has been looted, and it will continue to be looted if we don't put American people back in power. And for me, that means we have to have election reform, and we have to tear down the two-party tyranny, and we have to put libertarians, greens, independents, Sandinistas, and Tea Party patriots that are being shut out by the GOP back into power.
Do you see the American people coming up with enough chutzpah, for lack of a better word, to really make a push here to influence
That's an absolutely great question, and I'll give you the answer in two words, Jesse Ventura. I would love to see Jesse Ventura, Cynthia McKinney, Ralph Nader, Patrick Buchanan, John McAfee, myself, and two or three others, maybe Lisa Kennedy Montgomery or Lisa Montgomery Kennedy from Fox Business. I'd like to see one person from each of the major seven parties, so Republican, Democratic, Libertarian, Green, Reform, maybe even Bill de Blasio from Working Families to have our token extreme leftist, and an independent. I'd like them to tour the country together and basically tell the American people, look, We represent all political points of view. We do not represent the deep state, which is what can be said of the GOP and Democratic candidates that do have the blessing of the deep state. And we all agree on one thing, hashtag unrig. Americans, we need for you to come out and vote. 50% of the eligible voters in the United States of America do not vote because of voter suppression or because they know that the system is rigged and their vote doesn't count. That's what I want to change. I want to put the American people back into the American government.
One of the most amazing moments in Congress that I can remember in the last, I don't know how many years, last 15, 20 years, was Cynthia McKinney interviewing Rumsfeld and going right after him about DynCorp and the child trafficking. It was stunning. And then right after that, she got put out of her seat. The deep state made sure that she didn't get reelected. You have a relationship with Cynthia. You've talked about that and this whole unrigged thing. I want you to go into a little deeper of what you're saying and what people, how they can support that.
Well, let me point out that the Zionists have perfected the use of pedophilia as a blackmail tool. Jeffrey Epstein is the Zionist poster child, and he's only one of perhaps 100 Zionists across the United States of America. There are others just like Jeffrey Epstein in Boston, Miami, California, and other places. I think Dallas and Denver are two of the others. So Jeffrey Epstein, who everyone knows about, a pedophile who lures people into pedophilia situations and videotapes them and then blackmails them. That's the Zionist method, okay? So Cynthia got put down after six tries. They actually tried to get her out of office ever from the day she started and said no, she would not sign the AIPAC Israel First Pledge, which every single member of Congress without exception has verbally agreed to now. They no longer have them sign because it's become a losing proposition. If you're known to have signed the Israel First Pledge, you will get thrown out of office. But if you verbally tell Israel, I'm going to lie to my constituents and say America first, but you and I both know that you're giving me the money, you've got me on videotape with a 12-year-old. I will be Israel first. You can count on that. That's what Congress is all about today, Israel first. And Chuck Schumer and Debbie Wasserman Schultz should be under investigation as traitors who have comforted and aided and followed the bidding of Zionist Israel to the detriment of the United States of America and its citizens. So my bottom line is this is all really, really dirty. And unless we can get election reform, the U.S. government will continue to be dominated by Zionist Israel. And I'm serious about this. Russia, China, Saudi Arabia don't have a fraction of the influence on the U.S. government that Zionist Israel does. If you look at our senior executive service and our members of Congress, 10% of them are dual citizens.
There's the music. Hold that thought, Robert. One more segment with you. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Let's go into this more. I am fascinated by this DOJ pedophile. Why hasn't anything been done? Other side, RobertDavidSteele.com. One more segment with Robert David Steele. RobertDavidSteele.com, PhiBetaIota.net is his free blog post. So you can get all his cutting information. And, of course, he's all over YouTube in various ways. And this interview will be up soon. You can share it. You've opened a lot of cans here, Robert. The DOJ, you talk about pedophilia. And I've had former Satanists on here say point blank, abortions and child trafficking / pedophilia are the two linchpins of basically the curse, the spiritual power that the satanic community is using and getting hold over America. Abortions and pedophilia. We've heard rumors that, you know, there's supposedly snuff films of Hillary Clinton doing God only knows what with children. We've heard that this is rampant. This is obvious. Every expert on this subject says it's everywhere in the top levels of our government. Yet nothing gets done, whether it's mutual destruction, whatever, don't know. The Department of Justice has sit on their hands. Is this to the point where the people are basically going to have to do it themselves? Is there any hope in acting Attorney General Whitaker?
Well, first off, the people are ignorant of pedophilia, and that's one of the reasons why Cynthia McKinney and I are commissioners. I'm also the chief counsel for the Judicial Commission of Inquiry into Human Trafficking and Child Sex Abuse. The people are literally ignorant. They have not been informed of the degree to which pedophilia, and not only pedophilia, but murderous pedophilia, where children are executed as part of satanic rituals, or they're executed when they reach their two-year expiration date. People can find my chief counsel statement on YouTube under the International Tribunal of Natural Justice, where I sum it all up. Whitaker has enormous potential, but Congress is right. Whitaker has not been approved by Congress. The president is in violation of the intent of Congress, of the intent of the whole thing. Is if he's going to be attorney general, he needs to be approved by Congress for that specific position. Now, Mueller, I personally think that Mueller is extraordinarily vulnerable. Because as director of the FBI, the only thing Mueller did for his entire tenure was protect Dick Cheney from being exposed as the person who made 9/11 happen. There will come a day when Dick Cheney and Robert Mueller are indicted by a criminal grand jury, along with Larry Silverstein and several others that are part of this whole 9/11 thing.
You believe that? You believe that? Believe that?
Not only do I believe that,
I hope you're right.
I pulled together 28 memorandums for the president, including memorandums from people like Peter Dale Scott, David Ray Griffin, and Richard Gage. I mean, I know all of the critical minds who have exposed 9/11 for what it is. It started out as commercial insurance fraud when they realized they couldn't bring it down with reverse cranes because it would have been a $2 billion bill. That was delivered to the president and to Donald Trump Jr. and several others on the 8th of August. 9/11 is the key to bringing down the Zionists. Pedophilia is the key to enraging the American public.
Why did they want those towers down quickly?
In order to justify a war in the Middle East that would, in theory, take over the Iraqi oil supplies and also persist with Israel's grand plan for balkanizing the Middle East. I cannot overstate the degree to which the United States of America has been bled dry by Zionist Israel. Every war we've ever gone to is a Zionist war.
Speaking of being bled dry, last question here, a few minutes left, Robert. The Federal Reserve, you mentioned, you know, privatizing it or destroying it or having it some kind of new system, whatever. What would it take and what does victory look like when it comes to the Federal Reserve?
Victory looks like a Federal Reserve that is actually part of the federal government, operated by the Secretary of the Treasury, responsive to the president, totally transparent. The Federal Reserve should not be what it is now, which is the fixer for the private banks, for Citibank, for Morgan Guaranty, for Wells Fargo. The Federal Reserve and the CIA are essentially the two ways by which the deep state loots the U.S. Treasury on behalf of its masters. The Federal Reserve go ahead.
You mentioned pedophilia that America don't understand. Americans don't understand this fully. Well, I think Americans, I'll tell you, my brother-in-law told me the Federal Reserve is private, and I about fell on the floor. If my brother-in-law is telling me that the Federal Reserve is private, America understands that the Federal Reserve is not everything it seems. America knows, but yet nothing gets done. Are we just to the point where
I should be having this conversation in January, because as best I know, Donald Trump is coming out with some major economic announcements in the next 30 to 45 days. I'm not sure that privatizing the Federal, or not privatizing, but nationalizing the Federal Reserve, I'm not sure that's one of them. Rumor has it that several people are wearing ankle bracelets. And I believe
we've heard that for a while.
Let me put it real simply. If I were president, the Federal Reserve presidents would have a Ranger battalion bayonet up their ass, and they would be doing what I told them to do.
The 14th Amendment, we're going to end it on this on the Federal Reserve, 14th Amendment, Section 4. And it seems like the elephant in the room nobody ever mentioned. It's right in the Constitution, the amendment to the Constitution, that the American people cannot question the debt. They cannot question the Federal Reserve. Do we need a constitutional amendment to make this happen?
Well, it's important that you bring this up. I've actually published, if people go to 58iota.net and just look up Constitution, they will find all of the amendments of the Constitution that I believe should be doubled down, free speech and right to bear arms, modified or overturned. The Federal Reserve and debt is not constitutional, and it absolutely has to go. I understand that the 16th and 17th Amendments were not properly ratified. So we should be able to kill the Donald Trump with a proper legal tribunal should be able to kill the 16th and 17th Amendments all by himself with Supreme Court validation. All he needs to do is convene a legal study group to document that neither one of those two was properly ratified.
Well, I think you got a better chance of finding gold at the end of a rainbow.
Because
the states have basically adopted it.
Let me say that again. Not if I'm president. I think Donald Trump.
Let's root for that then.
Well, you know, someone asked me once when I was running for president for the Reform Party, what's the difference between you and any other presidential candidate? I'll tell you what the difference between Donald Trump and me is. Donald Trump is making decisions based on his narrow knowledge base. And he is not referring every decision to the larger public. If I were president, I would be educating the public on every issue, and then I would be having national ballot access on every issue. I would not be making decisions based on what little I know.
I love your idea of, you know, get rid of Jim Acosta. Just get rid of all of them in that room and put in a video camera and a couch and a fireplace and make a fireside chat every week. I think that'd be great.
I think the president should throw the press out of the White House without question. And in that space, he puts in a strategy council, a Trump channel, and an open source agency.
Oh, very good. Robert, it's been a pleasure having you on. Thank you for your information. Thank you for everything you do. RobertDavidSteele.com, 5betaiota.net.